This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says he plans to send his top advisor, Lakhdar Brahimi, back to Baghdad shortly to help devise a workable plan for the creation of an interim government. Annan has joined with the Bush administration in rejecting elections before the transfer of sovereignty to Iraqis on July 1st. Original U.S. plans for regional caucuses also have been derailed. Annan has made clear his belief that it's up to the Iraqis to come up with a caretaker administration, but he said the UN would be involved. NPR's Deborah Amos has more from Baghdad.
The temperature is rising on political reactions to the United States and the United Nations in the countdown to the handover of power on July 1st. For the majority Shia Muslim community, there was disappointment when the UN ruled out early elections. The leading Shia Muslim cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, pushed for a vote before the American handover. Sistani's office issued a statement that appeared to accept the UN's ruling. With plans for regional caucuses and early elections off the table, the question remains how to choose a caretaker government. Sistani's statement calls for guarantees the UN will be involved in organizing that process. Shia Muslim political leaders now say they want elections in Iraq before the U.S. elections in the States. However, Shia Muslims on the streets of Baghdad are still not convinced the United Nations is looking out for their interests, says Ibrahim Issa.
I think most of the Iraqi people want the election this year. And this delay of this election, I think, will be not good sign for the progress of Iraq.
In another ethnic community, there was relief. Many of Iraq's Sunni Muslim politicians had said the time was not right for early elections. Sunnis, a minority that dominated politics during Saddam's time, have not yet found leaders to unite them in the new Iraq. Many fear being swept away by the better organized Shia Muslims and the Iraqi Kurds. A group of tribal sheikhs, Sunni Muslims, drink coffee and click their worry beads. Mujid al-Shamari is the leader of a new group called the Senate of the Clans of Central Baghdad.
If you ask any Iraqi, who do you want, he'll say, I can't say.
Sunnis complain that even now they do not get what they see as a fair share of government jobs. Members of the governing council have appointed members of their own sectarian group to government ministries. Al-Shamari, the tribal leader, says the U.S. must ensure that Iraq has a constitution soon that guarantees fair treatment.
And if they didn't want this, then they want war between people. America is the owner of this country right now. They are responsible.
Iraq's governing council is hammering out the details of a basic law, a preliminary constitution that will outline the structure of government and basic rights before the U.S. handover. But that document is also the source of sectarian arguments. Until July 1st, Paul Bremer, the top U.S. civilian authority in Iraq, has veto power here. Bremer has said he would not allow the U.S.-appointed governing council to adopt a basic law based on Islamic law.
We have an obligation as the sovereign power to do our best to ensure that an appropriate democratic structure is put in place here while we are here so that we can deliver to the Iraqis what they want, which is a democratic, unified, stable country at peace with itself.
Bremer's statement was widely reported in Iraq and has set off fierce debates. A radical Shia cleric, Muqtada Sadr, who has credibility on the Iraqi streets, threatened armed revolution if Islamic law is not the basis for all Iraqi laws. With the deadline approaching for the governing council to write and agree on the basic law, there are sensitive issues that have not been resolved because the three major ethnic and religious groups still have incompatible demands. Finding consensus will not be easy. Over the role of religion in Iraq, over central control rather than a federal system that disperses power to the regions. All the parties are still talking to each other, but there is a long and difficult agenda to complete before the handover in July. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.